Part 4. Jack. Now here is my secret. It is very simple. It is only with one's heart that one can see clearly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. The call. So in August, my parents got this call from Mr. Tushman, the middle school director, and my mum said, maybe he calls all the new students to welcome them. And my dad said, that's a lot of kids he'd be calling. So my mum called him back and I could hear her talking to Mr. Tushman on the phone. This is exactly what she said. Oh, hi, Mr. Tushman. This is Amanda Will returning your call. Pause. Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. He is looking forward to it. Pause. Yes. Pause. Yeah. Pause. Oh, sure. Long pause. Oh. Uh-huh. Pause. Well, that's so nice of you to say. Pause. Sure. Oh, wow. Oh, super long pause. I see. Of course. I'm sure he will. Let me write it down. Got it. I'll call you after I've had a chance to talk to him, okay? No, thank you for thinking of him. Bye-bye. And when she hung up, I was like, what's up? What did he say? And Mum said, well, it's actually very flattering, but kind of sad too. See, as a boy who's starting middle school this year and he's never been in a real school environment before because he was homeschooled, so Mr. Tushman talked to some of the lower school teachers to find out who they thought were some of the really, really great kids coming into fifth grade. And the teachers must have told him, you're an especially nice kid, which I already knew, of course. And so Mr. Tushman is wondering if he could count on you to sort of shepherd this new boy around a bit. Like, let him hang out with me, I said. Exactly, said Mum. He called it being a welcome buddy. But why me? I told you, your teachers told Mr. Tushman that you were the kind of kid who's known for being a good egg. I mean, I'm so proud that they even thought of you. Why is it sad? What do you mean? You said it's flattering, but kind of sad too. Oh, Mum nodded. Well, apparently this boy is some sort of... I guess there's something wrong with his face or something like that. Not sure. Maybe he was in an accident. Mr. Tushman said he'd explain a bit more when you came to school next week. School doesn't start till September. He wants you to meet this kid before school starts. Do I have to? Mum looked a bit surprised. Well, no, of course not, she said. But it would be the nice thing to do, Jack. If I don't have to do it, I said, I don't want to do it. Can you at least think about it? I'm thinking about it and I don't want to do it. Well, I'm not going to force you, she said, but at least think about it some more, okay? I'm not calling Mr. Tushman back until tomorrow, so just sit with it a bit. I mean, Jack, I really don't think it's that much to ask that you spend a little extra time with some new kid. It's not just that he's a new kid, Mum, I answered. He's deformed. That is a terrible thing to say, Jack. He is, Mum. You don't even know who it is. Yeah, I do, I said, because I knew the second she started talking about him that it was that kid named August.